What? 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 Ryan!
What?
What?
what are you talking about? What are you doing, bro?
To the Team Alchemist podcast for episode 75. We got Terry, Ryan, and Alex in the podcast this week.
Hello.
Yay.
Ryan quickly becoming a new regular on the podcast.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, you.
Yeah, I fell off for a while, and I wanted to get back to it. I love it. I love the podcast.
Good. The podcast loves you. It tells me.
I know. I remember when it was just fart jokes and farts.
Speaking of that, someone posted on my fan page that they re-listened to episode one, I think you were on two, right?
Yeah, I was in one.
Yeah. It was What Up, Joe?
Yeah.
What up, Joe?
Your fart cast.
Rename it. Limited edition fart cast.
No. So, how are you guys? How you been this week, huh?
You talking to me on the internet?
Both? Oh, man.
Both? There you go.
Hey, Internet, how's your week? Friday.
We're going to ask you for once.
All right, let's just sit here and wait for an hour and a half for them to respond.
Just give it time. Put the tweet out there, you know.
What does this mean?
What?
I just saw, like, somebody posted this thing. It says, like, it's a magazine, and it's just chickens stressed out. Help your flock to loosen up. It's like a celebrity magazine.
What?
Here, I'll try to link it. It's on Facebook. I don't really know how that shit works.
You can right-click the picture. Copy image, you roll.
Oh. Will that work?
Yeah.
Is it going to take you to this person's... Where's my keyboard?
No, I'll send you their Facebook.
My keyboard? I thought it was on my lap.
How do you not know that it's on your lap or not?
Content currently unavailable.
Yeah, I have to... Hold on, let me do this right. Save link as... Photo? That seems a little... impersonal.
Okay, well, Ryan's figuring that out. We had... As a world... As the Earth, we had a breakthrough? I don't know. We had a dude jump from space.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Yeah. It's the technical term, dude jumping from space. I couldn't remember the layman's term.
It's a space jump.
Yeah, space jump.
That's still technical, I mean.
Yeah. He flew. We had a guy fly today, this week. He flew
the
for
ODST.
Like, 4 minutes? What was it?
Yeah, it was like 4 minutes, 20 seconds or something.
Yeah,
just straight dropping.
Broke the fucking sound barrier on
which
the way
down. Which is
crazy
if you think about it, because it took him 2 hours to get up there.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous.
It's crazy too because he was supposed to jump at what 120, right?
128,000.
No, he was supposed to jump at 120,000, but all the checks and stuff. Of him, you know, getting ready to jump out and stuff, he raised another 8,000 feet.
Did you smell that?
Because I'm pretty sure he was, like, the 120 was the minimum. Like, that was their goal, to hit 120. And by the time he actually got out, it was, like, 128,000. Which is, I mean, just that whole part right there where he's, like, opening up the door and shit.
And, know,
like,
as,
that's
know,
the Earth right
when
there.
We were watching it, and he pulled his visor over his head. Me and Jose started getting excited about it. We're like, oh, shit, it's about to go down. We sat there for another 10 minutes, and the door popped open, and we're like, oh, fuck!
I couldn't imagine how insane that must have been. And he was in space, and he was just looking down, and it was like, Jesus.
That view, man.
Yeah. And he just said, you know what? I'm out. Peace.
There was one point where he's falling. And he goes, he's trying to talk to the control center. And they're like, yes, Felix, we can hear you. Go ahead. And he goes, I'm hauling ass right now.
I immediately regret this decision.
There was that one part where he hit the atmosphere and he lost control for a while and just started spinning. And I'm like, oh, shit. No,
that was on purpose.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because that would slow him down. Yeah. If he actually did hit the sound barrier when it, like when he's supposed to, he would have died.
He did. He did hit the sound barrier.
No, the highest he hit was 728. The sound barrier is at 768 miles an hour.
Bullshit, because everybody was saying that he hit it.
He was close to it. I mean, I guess closest a human has ever done free fall. When he's falling, you can see the vapor cone around him.
Yeah.
All right, I'm sorry I'm so late. It took a lot of effort. I had to go on my cell phone.
You what?
I had to go on my cell phone to make the shade, like, to get it just to be a goddamn picture.
Oh, you're finally getting the picture. Okay.
Sorry. There. Bam. Chickens. It's for Jose. Beer for birds. Beer for my birds.
Once a year coop cleaning solution. Oh. It's a magazine for taking care of chickens.
For chicken. I'm telling you, it's Jose magazine.
Chickens magazine.
If I ever see that magazine, I'm mailing it to his ass.
Get him a subscription.
I bet you it's cheap as shit, too. From Hobby Farms.
Every month, just a chicken magazine. I doubt he listens to the podcast. Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the only member that actually listens to the podcast is Baguetta.
I listen to the podcast.
Do you?
Yeah. Once I'm not in, I don't go back and be like, oh, I'm so funny.
Yeah, I listen to the ones that I'm not in. That's...
I mean, sometimes I'll go back and listen to the ones I'm in and be like, God, I'm so funny. But I mean, not always.
Oh, I'm great. This is why I'm on here.
I remember that.
I listen to the ones that I'm not on, but I'm on all of them, so that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, maybe that's why I don't really listen to them too much, because I'm on all of them.
Is there really? Can you get a subscription?
I did actually listen to the E3 one you guys did, but it was awful, so I stopped.
Oh, excuse us. Oh.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, listen, our first few podcasts were terrible, too, so...
Whatever.
I had your music. Hey,
hater. Listen.
Anyway.
Hey, fuck this guy.
Dude, there's magazines for birds, fish, reptiles, horses.
I just want to check.
Cat Fancy. We should subscribe to Cat Fancy.
Cat Fancy. Bird Talk. Live.
It's $15 for a year. That's insane.
Seems expensive.
Huh?
Seems expensive to me. It's because I'm so poor.
It's 12 magazines for $15, you know?
It's not too bad. I want him to go to Dog Fancy instead.
There is Dog Fancy.
Urban Farm. We should get him that one. I bet that one has a lot of stuff about chickens. Chickens.
Guys, actually looking at magazine subscriptions to animals.
We went off topic, man. We were talking about fucking space and shit, space. And when I was talking about animal magazines.
No kitties.
Well,
sorry, I got distracted because I saw another magazine. It says success with hydroponics.
Like, wow.
Okay. And then there's a picture of a goat on it, or sheep rather. Interesting.
Huh? Do you mean a horse?
No.
Matt just broke the sound barrier with his body, and you look at magazines, you're like, interesting.
Yes. This sheep. Very interesting.
Anyways. Mm. The dude jumped for space and landed like the daintiest flower.
I didn't see the landing. I missed the landing.
It was literally 4 minutes after him jumping out.
How did you? Oh, yeah.
I had to go somewhere.
Right. Oh, no. Oh.
I watched on my phone, actually, because that night I was up... making that modded server of mine that, you know, we just released today. I was up all night doing it, and then, like, right as soon as I was about to go to bed, Para and Swifty were like, oh, hey, they're doing that jump thing this morning. And they sent me a link, and I'm like, oh, shit. And this was, like, when it was only an hour in. And I'm like, well, when's he gonna jump? I thought he was gonna jump like right then. He's like, no, he's got to go up another 60,000 feet. And I'm like, ah, but he's 60,000 right now, and it's an hour in. That means I gotta wait another hour. And so I said, fuck that, and I went to bed. 20 minutes later, I was just like, no, I gotta watch this. So I pulled it up on my phone. I just laid in bed watching it on my phone. Worked pretty good. It was streamed through YouTube, so I got to watch it, and I got hit with a bunch of ads. But I didn't whine and bitch about it.
I watched on the site, and I didn't get any ads, but it was a YouTube embedded.
YouTube actually decided to go down for me, like right before he jumped. It would just show static on the video and say, an error has occurred, sorry.
Fucking, who was it? I think it was CNN, right? That they threw an ad out right as he jumped.
Dicks.
Everybody else was perfectly fine. And then, like, as soon as they jump, I think it was CNN. I'm pretty sure it was CNN. Just threw an ad out right as soon as I did it. Oh, that's fucked up.
That is fucked up.
That is real fucked up. I mean, the ads that I got hit with was, you know, when you first watch a video or whatever on YouTube, you get the pre-roll.
Right.
But that was, like, 45 minutes before he actually jumped, so that was cool. I think we should go through, though. Actually, I have an idea about that whole thing that's happening. About, I want to talk to you guys about it, but I can't talk about it on the podcast. I'll try to remember for afterwards.
Why don't you write it down?
How did he hit
me? Yeah, write it down.
Write it down right now on your whiteboard if you have to. Write it down.
I'll write it in the chat and you guys talk.
No.
No, whiteboard.
No.
Write it down. Write it down. Write it down.
I'm writing it right now.
Write it down.
He's typing. God damn it.
I'm typing silently.
Do you know how often, I'm sure all of you do it, you're like, oh, I have to save this webpage, and you just alt F4? Out of fucking, like, something, and you're just like, oh, god damn it.
I don't ever alt F4.
I know.
Really? Because I alt F4 all the time. I rarely use my mouse at this computer.
Well, I use my keyboard a lot for shortcuts, but I never use alt F4.
Why?
Yeah.
Because control W closes tabs, too?
Well, so does control F4 closes tabs.
But F4 is so much
F4
further away.
F4 is way over there. Like, why would I want to do that?
You got a little,
I gotta,
like,
break my
you
wrist.
Got a little you got little bitch hands? Or what?
I can't reach it, Ryan.
Control W.
Whatever. I use the keyboard all day, every day. I'm just like...
I'm just like...
So okay. I hate it because some stuff is like, well, a lot of stuff on our work computers are disabled, like Windows D, and always trying to, like, do shit really fast, or like, and I'm just like, god damn it. Like, all the Windows functions are disabled, and I know I hate it.
Why?
I don't know.
Didn't you sorry? Just
hear me? I hate it.
I'm sorry, Ryan. I'm sorry.
It's crippling.
Okay. Pull yourself together. I mean,
it's Windows.
Ryan, like, you're a fucking mess. Pull it together.
It's Windows Business Class still.
That sounds excellent. Bully.
The copyright expired in 2001.
Mmm. That sounds great. What's the problem?
They're on Dell's too, isn't that awesome?
Oh no, yes.
This like is over.
I had this old Dell that I got from DMI. That it was the same ones that they use for cash registers and stuff at retail stores. And my plan was to hollow it out and put good parts into it and stuff like that. And so I took it apart and then I got busy. I put it all away, forgot all about it, then saw it again, and started throwing away parts of it. And then I wanted to work on it again, but I didn't have those parts, so I ended up just throwing the whole thing away.
I'm sorry, Dwight. I'm really embarrassed. What was this?
Oh, that was what I was talking about, what I wanted to do, but I can't talk about it on the podcast.
What you just said.
You were talking about Dell computers at work and stuff like that. And I was talking about the one story I have dealing with one of those Dell computers.
Oh, from, yeah.
DMI.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I just got really lost because I missed that part of the story.
Yeah, it's okay. It doesn't matter. It was just a quick little story about my adventure with the Dell
computer. I would love to do this, Dwight, missing some requirements. We need to figure. We need to lay down.
Yeah, no, I will figure it out. A lot of prep.
Gotta bang that out real quick.
But that's all I was thinking about when this was the whole thing was going on. I was like, man, that'd be real funny.
Like, so guys, they're like
world records in front of
yeah.
you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I was like, no, well, he didn't even break the world record though.
He broke three records. Yeah,
he he didn't break the height record though. Because the guy in like 1950
that
or 60,
was the one that he did break.
Yeah, he broke that.
He broke the height.
The speed record.
What the fuck? Where am I fucking getting all my fucking facts from then? Because I thought he broke everything else except for that one. Like, he didn't do the one that was still held up from, like, 1950.
No.
No, I don't think
that's
so.
That's the one that he was set out to beat, and he beat it, like, easily.
I thought he was just...
The guy before wasn't at the edge of space.
Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of free fall time.
No, free fall time he didn't
do. That's the one I'm thinking of, was the free fall time.
Because
he missed it by like 20 seconds or something like that.
Yeah.
He was just why didn't he just hold out? Fucking 20 seconds more.
He was probably terrified.
Nah, he's...
Maybe he just right then realized, oh my god, what have I done?
He could have done a spinny thing.
This is my nightmare!
He broke four records.
Four
records. The highest skydive.
Okay.
Fastest free fall. First person in history to move faster than the speed of sound with just his body.
Huh?
And
huh? You guys say you can do that.
Highest balloon flight.
Okay. And he flew?
And highest balloon flight.
Oh. That's not as impressive as the other things. Hey, yeah, I took a balloon real high.
Something. Let me tell you something. That's impressive.
Yeah, I guess.
We have the balloon fiesta here. It's a world famous thing. And I love balloons.
Didn't it just happen?
Yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't that great this year. Because it was really windy.
It was really wet?
Windy.
Wouldn't that be a good thing? Just fly away.
No, you don't. No. No. You don't want to be in a wicker bath.
How do they guide hot air balloons, by the way? I know they can control the height with the gas and stuff, but how do they make them go places, or is it just purely on wind?
Wind. And that's why they do it here, because there's a box. Like the currents in the air like create a box that takes them just over to the, like a set of, like over the city, back up, a little higher in the air, back over and down where they started.
Ooh.
So that's why they love doing it here, because it's just a perfect like box. The wind will just take them in.
I thought they had engines on them.
Someone should do one with a boat, so it has a rudder and a motor.
Big ass rudder that catches wind.
Like that one on like the Mummy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The Mummy 2? That's what it was.
Sails on that bitch.
Put some sails on that bitch.
Upside down sails.
They could drop the anchor.
Drop it on someone's car.
Dude, like, they'll just land in people's backyards and shit, parking lots.
Were they really? Like,
yeah, dude, when there's a balloon crew, like, when you're driving one of the trucks for a balloon crew, like, you can run red lights and shit, and cops are just like, okay.
Oh, right. You're talking about the crew on the ground, okay. I thought you were talking about the balloons landing.
No, the balloons will just, like, land in, like, parking lots. In the middle of, like, the bank parking lot, just land their balloon.
Why?
Because they got
just free parking.
Oh, okay.
And then the balloon, the crew on the ground in the truck is like speeding over to get to them, so they can help them. Like, so the balloon doesn't fall onto something that'll rip it or anything like that. You know.
How much do you think one of those hot air balloons costs?
Fuck if I know, dude. I'll find out. My buddy's uncle owned one.
All right.
My buddy has an uncle.
You monkey.
Yep.
This guy.
Okay.
Ryan
sports. If you want a sport-sized hot air balloon, it's about $20,000.
Ooh, sport-sized.
If you want a commercial one, which I don't know what the difference would be. I assume sport is probably smaller.
Commercial. One. You can put faster. Advertising on the side of it.
I was gonna say it has a TV on the side or something. It's $45,000 to $60,000.
That's a lot of grands.
Yeah. Even though it's not a plane, you still need a pilot's license.
Well, yeah. Not going to let any asshole go up in a balloon.
Well, nah, what if they had, like, a balloon license?
Huh? I'm sure... Well, no.
Huh?
Is it, so you need, like, a plane pilot license to go on a balloon?
Yeah.
Oh.
You have to have a certain amount of hours, too, if you want to, like, fly in, like, the Fiesta and stuff.
To fly solo, you will.
No, even if you, like, you, there's a required amount of hours to even be in the balloon Fiesta.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you need a certain amount of hours anyway to get your license.
Yeah, but it's more than that. Like,
for a balloon?
But you'd have your hours for piloting a plane, and then you need additional hours for the balloon.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure you can get, like, a class license for piloting.
Training or for a private license requires at least...
I'm sorry.
Requires at least 10 hours of flight instruction combined with additional hours of ground training and a written test. A commercial license requires much more experience. Pilots must have at least 35 hours of flight time with additional ground experience and must pass a much more stringent written test.
Shit.
So there you go. And the cost of training, I guess, ranges up to about $3,000.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a Darth Vader balloon.
It's awesome, dude.
Yeah, it is.
DarthVaderBalloon.be. I think that's a missed opportunity for having just the Death Star.
Right.
That'd be great.
Yeah, like, I feel like that'd be better. Or have the Death Star and then Darth Vader flying behind him and then, like, a couple of stormtroopers behind him.
Oh, yeah, because he needs protection.
Right. Well, it's not so much protection because they can't shoot shit.
They'll take the bullets for
him. Right, that's what I was... Yeah, they'll be, you know, his bodyguards. Like, literally. So, we're going to get hot air balloons, and that's how we're going to get to work.
Here, check this out.
No, wait, scratch that, because I'm terrified of heights.
I can work on the crew. Like, if I can get... It's okay, if I can sign up quick enough, it'll be fine. Work. If I sign up quick enough at work, I can work on the crew that will fly that thing, like, next year.
Shit, can you go inside of it?
Yeah, not inside the balloon part, no, but in that little wicker basket at the bottom. How cool is that, though? There's horses, too, like, a separate air balloon is, like, the horses.
That's the Wonder Bread one behind it. Right?
Yep. The Intel balloon, since Intel's a huge thing here, is the first balloon to go up every year.
Why?
It's called the Dawn Patrol, because one balloon always goes up to make sure it's, like, safe to fly.
One goes up and then just kind of flips out, freaks out, just crashes into the ground. They're like, okay, we're not going up.
Yep, not today. Yeah, basically.
What?
But yeah,
it's a super small picture, but guys, look at that.
It's still dark outside, and so the Intel balloon, like, lights up, and it's all white.
That's awesome.
It's a photo castle.
The coolest thing is when they're trying to blow them up, because it's just like they're just shooting fire into these balloons that are just on the ground.
That reminds me of that one episode of Eureka where the bank is in the air.
Wow.
That was a good episode.
Anyway, hot air balloons are cool. There was this one that was like a blue lion, but I could only see the back of it when I was driving to work. And I was like, it's fucking Sonic! Because I'm like in my car screaming to myself. It's a fucking Sonic balloon. And then it turns around, it's a goddamn blue lion. And I'm like, aww.
Aww.
Everyone around you looked at you like you're a dumbass.
Right?
The fuck is wrong with this guy?
Did I tell you guys I got a New Mexico license plate now?
What did you have before?
I still have my Cali plate.
How long have you lived there?
2 years. I'm going to say this now since I already went to court and took care of it. My registration expired last October.
Yay!
I just re-upped my registration.
I'm proud to say I was 3 days late this year on mine.
I hadn't even technically bought the car yet. I still had like the title in my dad's name even though he sold it to me like a year ago.
DMV sucks, man. You prolong that stuff as long as you have to.
We have MVD here, didn't I tell you?
I didn't have to go to the DMV, but then I did it before, you know, the day.
Yeah, Ryan, you've talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah, it's so crazy. But it was such a good experience.
So crazy.
I just paid $24 more than I would have to go to the regular, like, government-operated MVD, and I was out in half an hour, if that. 20 minutes.
That's, That's pretty good.
I feel like that's still, like, too long.
It's too long for what it should be.
20 minutes.
Here's my name. Here's the money.
I was just about to ask you guys, how long, after your ticket gets called at the DMV, how long does it take you to get out after you're with the person?
Not that long.
It takes like 5 seconds.
Yeah, literally like 5 minutes, if that.
She did it to type something up.
That's really the longest part right there, is her typing it up, printing it out, and you're done.
And then you walk out.
Okay, all right, let me make some...
What justifies fucking 2 hours before that?
Let me make something very clear about my 20-minute experience. I got my car VIN inspected, so the guy went out, looked at my car, and made sure it wasn't stolen. I had my car...
Did you steal this, sir? No.
I walked out with my new title, so I didn't have to wait for it in the mail. Walked out with my brand new title, registration stickers on my new license plate. Like, they didn't mail me anything, dude. I walked out with everything in my hand.
Wait, did you just have license plates there?
Yep, in a drawer.
Let me just pull one out.
Right, yeah, you know? Do you want WX975 or do you want...
Did you get to choose? Like, did he ask you? Is like, would
they
you
ask you? They ask you, do you want a yellow or a turquoise license plate?
Oh,
I'll take the yellow, please.
Because no, yellow's ugly. The turquoise.
This one came in this morning.
Right from the prison.
They have a nice coral here. If you like that.
One. No, dude, it's actually pretty cool. Like how quick
it's more
it is.
More of a turquoise.
And it was cheap. For as late as I was, it was only $137.
That's not too bad.
To change a title into a different state, to
license
register a car, everything. License plates, everything. Well, license plate, because I don't have two.
Right. Yeah, look at you.
No, I hate it.
I'm still looking at fucking balloons, dude.
I love it. Don't you love it? You guys got to come out here next October.
No, I... Fuck that.
No, thank
you. I'm good with pictures.
No, dude, trust me. It's so cool.
Oh, no. I can't make it this year.
Now I'm going to look up butterfly in the sky.
Butterfly in the sky.
Oh, that's a gorgeous picture.
Oh, that's exactly what I wanted.
Oh, that's majestic. Look at them. They're so free. So innocent. They don't gotta pay for registration.
You're a dumbass.
Yeah. So, anyways, I got a little surprise in the mail today. Got my T-Mongoose.
Was it poop?
Hold on. Before you say that, go ahead. Just click on that link for me. Just click on that link for me before we just leave balloons.
It's from a site called dailyacid.com. Oh my god.
That's the goddamn moon.
That is goddamn Photoshop. I am not putting that in the link bucket.
I don't care. How funny is that? Can you imagine? No. Being at the balloon fiesta with your children. Just a big ass.
We're just going to let that go up to the imagination of everybody who's listening.
God damn it. Hit me up on Twitter. I'll try to find it again.
Yeah, just get a hold of Ryan on Twitter. That's at Snapagoo. So anyways.
Snap-a-goo. Code word will be dick butts.
I got... Yeah, code word. Hashtag.
No hashtags.
I got a T-Mongoose sweatshirt today in the mail, and it is fantastic. It is very nice. It's thin. It is a thinner one, but that's okay because I don't like really heavy sweatshirts. It's a jacket,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's a jacket. That's what you need a jacket for.
Yeah, you get a sweatshirt. Exactly. That's why my
You get a sweatshirt right. When you want to sweat it out.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as Ryan. Yeah. We should make a special limited edition sweatshirt for a sweatshirt at the gym.
It should be sleeveless.
And on the back it just says, like, getting ripped.
It should be sleeveless.
I'll put the little, like, dotted lines on the shoulders to show where you have to cut it.
So it'll actually print with those lines on it? That'd be great.
No. to make it look ripped and then draw like a really muscular arm.
That'd be good. So, yeah, no, sweatshirt's really good. I'm pretty surprised by it. It's Fruit of the Loom, right?
Fruit, I think so. I don't know.
I think so. I think that is correct.
Well, he said it, so it's probably
Spencer and I were talking about it the other day.
It is Fruit of the Loom, and it says best on it.
Oh, okay.
In really
best.
Big text, it says best. So we have the best quality here.
So tell me more about it. I'm very intrigued because I really want one.
It's 50% cotton.
They usually are.
And then 50% polyester.
You got one? You want to hear something crazy?
No.
Mm.
No.
Wait, maybe they do.
I told Sarah I wanted to buy this sweater, how much it was and everything, you know, for us.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, that's cool. Why don't you give me a shirt?
There you go.
I was like, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to just make her like this Team Mongoose one.
She'll like the sweatshirt. I know she will.
Oh, yeah. Get her the girl hoodie. We wear matching hoodies. I don't like that idea.
You just destroyed your own.
Saying it, it was slowly.
You were super excited, then just super sad.
Oh.
What color did you get? Did you get the black one?
Yeah, I got the black one.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get the black one too.
Yeah, it's printed real nice too, because the outside is you know, it's smooth. So it's a solid logo on that shit. I'm worried that it's gonna crack like my other stuff, so I'm gonna have to be more gentle.
Dry it. You have to hang dry it if you don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Tip for all you kids out there listening when you're on your own.
It's good stuff.
Screen tees do not dry well.
Yeah, those hoodies have been moving.
Have they?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It's the logo stuff in general.
The new logo is badass. That's
I love the new logo.
Oh, stop it.
Okay,
really,
it sucks.
Real good job. No,
thanks. Thanks, Ryan. I was telling Terry earlier that I was going to have to fire him because we no longer need his assistance with graphics because I obviously could take over just fine. I think I still have the link here. There it is. Copy link. There you go. I made this thumbnail. I asked Terry last night for help making the logo. Just as, you know, just like, hey, Terry, make me a shield. And I just decided to go ahead and do it myself. And I made that.
Uh-huh.
And that was going to be our thumbnail for our Super Hostile series.
That's pretty sick. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, except for the fact that I thought that little moon in the bottom was like a Mickey Mouse ear.
Oh.
Like, from late night, like, Disney Channel when we were young.
Right. Yeah, the Disney, I think. Yeah, no, it's a dove with a shield in front of it and two swordfish. And it's pretty epic. I mean, and then the text is real small and pink in the corner.
Hey, it's a panty dropper.
It's a That's exactly right. That's what I was thinking. But the logo or the thumbnail got upgraded to that. Which I think was a good upgrade. It's still there because I wanted to keep it. You know, but right, only people who follow me on Facebook will know the true thumbnail.
I see.
Yeah. You got to really concentrate on this to see what's behind that.
Yeah, you really do. I was just doing that currently. Mm-hmm. So what size do you suggest I get? Like me and knowing you, we're pretty similar. And
go double X.
Yeah.
It's a sweatshirt. You know, you want them bigger.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I was just making sure. You know, I don't want to, you know, I just wanted to.
Then you compensate for shrinkage, just in case, you know?
All right.
It's
a good size sweatshirt. It's nice. I look forward to wearing it once it gets cold, but it's not cold right now.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I got the fan blasting right now.
I know. I have to take my shirt off.
There you go.
It's. I hate it. I want it to be winter.
It's going to be winter soon. Like, we had a nice week, Terry and I did.
We did.
We had,
it was nice today.
High 70s, low 80s. It was real nice. Had a nice breeze going all week and everything. It was good. Now we're back high 80s, not a lot of wind, so it's just kind of like, eh.
It's just dry here.
Mm.
Just wanted to rain.
Not good. It'll rain, Ryan. And it'll flood.
The rain will
snows. Come. I hope it snows. I hope it snows soon. November. Oh.
Hello. Have fun in the snow, Ryan.
I love the snow.
Yay.
I don't like the snow. I don't like driving in the snow. Even I like I'm, being in the snow.
Cold.
You're allergic to the cold? Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Your whole weird problem. With cold.
I know. So strange. Something I love so much.
What's his problem with the cold?
It's like I get
this giant boner every time I get super what? Cold outside. Could you imagine?
It's like three times the normal size. Stretch to the seams.
It's like a Stretch Armstrong.
Rips my pants. No, I'm allergic to cold. It's like I would be.
Oh.
I would be like stung by a bee if my finger gets cold enough. It'll just swell.
Yeah.
It'd be an itch and be like I'm having an allergic reaction to it. Isn't that strange?
Yeah. No, the boner thing would have been a lot stranger.
Well, no doubt, but you know.
It's still pretty strange.
We're not denying the allergic boner, all right?
It's so cold!
Reminds me of that little animation that Ego Raptor did. Was it Blanca Makes Pound Cake or something?
I think so. I don't know. Yeah. It reminds me of that Skyrim preview. Where the kid's like passed out backwards or like in a chair with a huge boner. That shit was hilarious. Oh my god, can it be?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one video where he's at the.
What's his name?
And he's just drooling in his chair and he's got a boner.
Huge boner.
Harry Partridge.
Yeah.
Another Elder Scrolls game.
I liked his Skyrim kids thing better.
Yeah, that was so good, dude.
That was the best.
The Dragon Kids or something like that.
The Dova Kids.
The Dova Kids.
Yeah.
That was
cool.
Sorry, it wasn't Blanca. It was just it was the Mega Man one.
Oh, you
watch it now.
Yeah, this is a good one. I don't have the sound on, so you guys are just gonna have to check it out on YouTube. It's from the awesome series.
YouTube's having an internal server error for me.
Yeah, YouTube was down earlier.
Yeah, for a while. I was being real derpy.
I was scared.
A lot of people were.
YouTube! Whenever something Google goes down, it's always pretty terrifying.
Yeah. Without warning, it's just like, whoa. It's happening.
Call your closest family members. Are you okay?
Google's down.
Where are you right now? Nothing. I'm just surfing the web. On what? Bing.
Just hang up. Throw the phone across the room.
Why are you searching on Bing? Google's down. Just hang up. Run. To the shelter.
Is that a shelter dedicated for when Google goes down?
As soon as that happens. Sorry, can't connect.
My God.
Get the kids!
Honey!
For some reason, there's a windstorm going on outside.
Oh no. Is everybody okay? What's going on? Oh god.
Panic in the streets.
Oh, that's really loud.
It's a siren, it's supposed to be. Ew. I know, it's terrifying, huh?
It is.
There's buildings on fire. Shit got out of hand real quick.
People looting. Why are you still on the computer? Google's down!
Cars crashing everywhere. People coming out of the wreckage with bleeding heads.
And you know people be backing their stuff up on Google Drive.
How could they?
They ain't gonna get their stuff back.
But they can't do it.
There's people throwing themselves off the tops of buildings.
No.
Guys walking around with signs that say the end has come.
Yeah, we told you so. Stock it crashes.
There'll be some Microsoft rep out there fucking dancing.
No, they're probably scared too. How are we gonna check? How are we gonna check our statistics? Terrifying. I don't even want to think about this anymore.
It's not gonna happen. Like,
yeah, you're so sure.
Yeah, no, I am. Google has reached the state of where it's not gonna happen.
And when if it does, that's what's gonna happen. That's what we're trying to tell you.
I don't want to imagine that day because it's not gonna happen. It's like saying the world is going to end in December. It's not going to happen, so I'm not even going to try to imagine what's going to happen. You know?
I agree.
That's going to be a shitty month, by the way. December is just going to be awful.
Why?
Because there's going to be everybody freaking out over the whole fucking world ending and stuff.
Come on, dude. We've been through fucking... Y2K.
We have been through everything, and every time it's been awful.
Okay, well, we haven't been through Y2K, technically.
What are you talking about?
I mean, that didn't happen.
That's what I'm saying, but people were freaking out.
People were freaking out still, though, and, like, making bunkers and fucking buying food
stupid
and shelter
stupid people
and
were
stuff.
Freaking out.
That's what we're trying
to... The stupid people are going to freak out over December, Terry.
The guy can only make the calendar so far. Like, you're going to get tired.
Yeah,
exactly. There you go, Ryan.
I mean, is somebody going to find out my cell phone a million years or a thousand years and be like, oh my god, the world is going to end because this calendar ends.
What happens here?
Your phone's smart enough to know that you ain't keeping that shit for a million years.
Well, whatever. I think it goes up to 2,999.
You fucking Nokia brick and you're good to go.
I'm going to see how far my computer goes.
I'm not. I'll probably get it.
It goes to 2099. That's where it stops.
Oh my god!
Go figure, it's December 31st of 2099.
Yeah, because that's the end of the year.
No, that's the end of the world, Terry.
That's the end of time.
Yeah, weren't you just listening? Okay, the calendar stops there.
Calm down. I just Googled the calendar for 2000, or 3000, okay? The year 3000 starts on a Wednesday.
Oh, maybe I'm just a firmware update away or something.
Starts on a Wednesday, guys.
I can't go past 1989.
Backwards?
Yeah.
It never existed. But I was born before then.
Oh, God.
But
I was born in 88.
Okay, so I'm on this calendar website, and I can't go beyond 3000, though. Like, it's a website dedicated to calendars. It even has links that continue on, and just says,
Oh, man. That's
here,
not good, Ryan.
Here. You guys go test it for your steals.
So we only have one more year on top of the year I thought was going to be the year of the world.
See, that's what I said. You thought I was just being like an idiot. I told you it was
Wait, what?
I thought you were just being stupid.
Right?
It says
My God, what does that mean?
Maybe it's trying to think and it's like
the end of Earth.
It doesn't know how to break the news to us that the 3100 it doesn't exist.
3001 doesn't even exist.
Oh no.
The president on the horn. He's gonna want to know about this.
Come on, they're only thinking ahead 5 years maybe.
Some would call a boo boo the president.
That was pretty racist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. He's black. It's cool. What?
Okay.
Welcome to Team August Podcast.
Hope you laugh.
Look, we got a black president. I can say these things now.
You're not black.
He's mocha.
He's a rich caramel.
He's just old.
What are you talking about?
I don't even want to talk about this anymore.
We're talking about the president of the goddamn American states.
Goddamn American states.
Right? Maybe he's a rich caramel. American States of United.
These
the United American States.
United American States.
New America.
That's New America.
Mm. New America. Oh my goodness.
We have fun on the podcast.
Oh, bless you. Ow. God damn it. That hurt.
I'm sorry.
I was really paying attention and I sneezed and kind of just sneezed forward and I got Sarah. felt so bad. I was bad. She just looked at me like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry.
You sneezed at Sarah?
Sarah, please.
Oh, Ryan!
Gotcha.
She told me today once you guys are all married off and we got ourselves established, she wants to do a TV show called Mongoose Wives. What? It'll be a talk show.
Mongoose what?
Wives.
Oh.
It's gonna be like The View. Only.
Yeah, exactly. She just said that. She's like, what does not appeal to women? What about The View does not appeal to women? I mean, it's awful.
I will say I did watch it a little bit passing through the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just yeah, it's like chickens. There you go, Ryan.
Exactly. The Family Guy nailed it, dude. It was perfect. But yeah, I laughed because it would be pretty dope.
And then we could have a good sense of humor, you know. Yeah, they've been around us enough to the point of marriage.
Right, yeah.
I think we would rub off a little bit.
Yeah. Sarah's pretty funny. Remember what she was telling
everybody? Your mic yeah, cut out cut like out. As soon as you said it, and I was just like, was that part of the joke?
No, Sarah's pretty funny.
Yeah. She is. She is funny. I damn. I was gonna bring up another thing about the wedding, but I don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
Okay.
What, that time she punched that guy?
Yeah.
It was when she was running around telling everybody that she was gonna that her mom bought me tickets to the Book of Mormon, but you couldn't tell me.
No, but that was funny that she told everybody, but that's just Sarah. She can't, like, not tell people things.
I do, I know.
Yeah. She's great at keeping it away from never telling the actual person, but she'll tell everybody else.
She can't contain herself. Mm-hmm. Anyway, sorry, we don't want to talk about that. It makes us uncomfortable.
Mm, whatever. You know what makes me uncomfortable? Alex.
Okay. awkward.
Him is just a woman, period. That just makes me uncomfortable.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Here you guys go.
Hey.
On the table.
I don't.
Alex as a woman makes me uncomfortable.
Okay, fair enough.
Does it?
What, are you saying that you would make a good woman?
Well, are you saying I wouldn't make a good woman?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You'd be ugly as shit and annoying, and no, you wouldn't have any friends.
Hmm? Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Just laid it out there. Whoa.
I don't know how I feel right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good thing you're not a lady. That's all I'm saying.
The question is, would he remember being a guy?
Oh.
That's the most uncomfortable I've ever been. Anyway.
If he could remember what it's like to be a guy, I think he would make an amazing woman on the inside, but not the outside, probably.
Drinking beer and cooking.
Exactly, because you know what you want. You know how to make a man happy.
Alex. So you make
the
a
best
great
goddamn woman ever, then.
Except for the drinking.
Alex, don't listen to these guys. I'll take you out. I'll treat you right.
You can be right, mistress.
Who's my man?
I mean, you got to work for it. Don't get me wrong.
What are you going to get for free?
Are you thinking for free? The fuck you think I am?
You think this is...
Alex has no problem working for it.
No.
He'll do anything. He'll already do anything.
Don't you have a sandwich to make?
For beer.
Hey.
It's guy's always drinking beer.
He even has a lady. Got that beer belly, fucking sitting there smoking while, like, cooking bacon, drinking a beer.
This is goddamn, that's why I married him.
This really took a really odd turn that I didn't like.
This is so weird right now.
Okay, let's get off of that. Alex, you streamed for like 7 hours yesterday?
Coming up on 7. It's like 6 hours, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Why don't you explain to everybody your process of the stream?
I just wanted to play some fucking Need for Speed, so I started streaming that, and then from there, it just snowballed.
Were you playing Undercover?
I was playing Most Wanted.
Oh, okay.
I was playing that for a while, and then the game froze up on me, and then I got like a bunch of requests for Spotify, so for a good while, I was just streaming Spotify.
Okay. And,
yeah, go figure. And then I started, people were like, play Minesweeper. So I started playing Minesweeper, and I still had an audience, go figure. I played Minesweeper like a good hour. And then that's when Terry wanted to play Spiral Knights, and then you joined in.
And then we just stopped playing Spiral Knights.
Played it for a good 5 minutes.
Like I said, you guys stopped playing. I was still playing. I joined with those things I did as intentions. I joined wanting to try to get myself.
You have a way with words.
Yeah, I know. I aced my words class this year.
Now I'm finally graduating high school.
I'm in AP words. And AP stands for all perfect, by the way.
Oh.
Because that was my grades.
Well, perfect. I think Mr. Wow. Physics guy over here knows what AP means.
It means all perfect, like he said, Terry.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to explain anything to Mr. Physics Masters.
Why is he a physics person?
Physics Masters.
He didn't even know that the dude broke the sound barrier.
They had AP physics over there.
No, I took honors physics.
Honors, whatever.
It's just like dumber physics.
It's dumber than regular physics.
Why would they put honors in it then?
What?
Why would they put honors in it if it's dumber than physics?
No, there's physics, regular physics, then there's honors physics, and then there's AP physics.
I feel like they're just trying to cheat you out of more money.
Why
have two extra classes?
Again, you can run around.
Look, that's how it works, all right?
You should have just probably taken the AP class that gave you college credit.
No, yeah, but then I would have actually had to do work.
Yeah, that's why I didn't take any AP classes.
Me either.
As Dwight, Terry are very well aware, I skated through high school very successfully.
I thought it was hilarious
what you did
in Miss Collier's class.
Which time?
The graduating part where you basically proved to her that she didn't have a grade book.
Oh, yeah.
And you aced everybody aced the class.
Yeah, because she was trying to fail me, and we went into a meeting that involved my mother trying to jump over a table and beat her ass. And my dad calmed me down, and I was like, she doesn't even have a grade book. And the whole conversation just turned to her. Like, they were kind of like trying to calm my mom down and shut me up. Like, because we were just yelling, and I was like, she doesn't even have a freaking grade book. And so the principal, the two deans, and everybody just started, was this true, Miss Collier? And they gave her one day to produce a grade book, and she couldn't do it. So everybody got ace.
You had one day to fake a grade book.
Yeah, basically. And we all aced the class.
Do that.
And then I got out of the class, because things would have been pretty awkward. Awkward.
Yeah.
And
that was pretty funny.
Then she mysteriously got fired the next year.
Yeah, weird, right?
Mysteriously.
Yeah.
But
that was a dumb class.
She didn't know what she was doing. She was obviously more meant to be a PE coach.
Really?
She's built like one.
I was just saying.
She's built like a truck.
Still like a truck.
Dump truck.
She'll knock you out in dodgeball.
We're gonna play softball, girls. Oh.
I wish we had a picture of her so we could just show her.
You know how I imagine it? You guys saw the first Scary Movie?
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
The PE teacher. The butch ass.
Teacher.
Yeah.
Imagine that PE teacher shorter and older with like a poodle haircut.
Much shorter, by the way. And angry. Just angry.
But with the same voice.
She was always so mad.
Yeah. And when she was nice, it was awkward. I didn't want her to be around her when she was nice. It was like, what's
happening?
Just yelling at me.
Hang out all day. Just do work on your own personal projects. What the fuck? Let's ditch.
That means dick around on fucking internet.
Get on TeamSpeak. God, do you remember? That class was so much freaking fun.
Really? Because a minute ago it sounded like it was the most horrible thing you could ever experience.
No, the teacher was awful, but we got away with everything.
Yeah, she just went into her office. We all just communicated through the computer.
We had TeamSpeak on the computers at one point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We had TeamSpeak. Yeah. We were set. We had a game on there, too. What game do we play all the time?
I know we played Counter-Strike 1.6 for a long time.
Yeah, I remember playing Counter-Strike with you and Spencer.
Yeah. That's all I can remember. Because we made our own games. Like, we got to the point where we were just making Flash games. You made that one about a piece of poop.
That's my poop game.
Yeah. You put a lot of work into that.
I know. I want to make custom enemies, though.
Could have been the next Minecraft if you kept going.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I could have got the disc from Miss Collier, she wouldn't give it to me.
Yeah, she didn't like you.
Because she didn't like you, right? Oh, my God.
She thought it was too good. She's like, I'm gonna.
I'm gonna steal it for myself.
I'll make millions. I'll call it Poopcraft.
It was an awesome game, okay?
It was a good game for you.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was a piece of poop that you were. You were shooting pieces of corn at
random shit.
Yeah, I can't really remember what the enemies were. They were just things.
It was like a aliens type. What was that game like? Space invasion type game.
Oh, okay, yeah, there you go.
Or asteroids, you know, where things just come down at you and boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop. Yep, and you shot pieces of corn.
You had places to hide behind it and shit. You can move forward.
And then he had that last level that was, like, hard as shit.
Oh, the things just flew? Like, you could beat it. Like, it was completely possible. But it was so fucking hard.
Yeah. Because you had, like, that giant enemy that, like, took up the entire screen that would come slamming down or whatever. Like, it would swipe across the screen.
And you had to, like, hold, like, you would just... Because you couldn't hold down the space bar. You had to, like, hit it. Like, you had to tap it. And so you had to be, like... just to survive. Just throwing corn everywhere.
Bad.
It's terrible. It was a piece of shit. And then I had my videos in there.
Yeah, we made a ton of Flash videos.
My racist one that wasn't actually racist, but everyone...
No. Well, it was racist, and then you added in, like, 3 frames of the guy pulling a mask over his face, and then it wasn't racist.
I don't want to know about this.
you saw it, I'm sure.
Yeah, there you.
I probably saw it. I don't remember it though.
It was the one where the guy like killed the guy's girlfriend, and so the cops like catch him, and they beat him. But he had a mask on, like he didn't have the mask on before, so he just had a black face.
The mask was just a black face, and the police were beating him on the ground with their baton. Their batons.
And he was actually like bouncing up and down, and blood was like starting to like pool underneath him.
Yeah, and then everybody in the class is like, this is a racist video. And Ryan took 3 or 4 frames of just a dude, like a close-up on the dude's face, pulling the mask over his face, but it was just his face getting colored with black, just chop, 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 chop.
No, he put his hands down.
Yeah, his hands came down too, but that was the extent of the animation. But then it stopped being racist.
Yeah, exactly. And then there was the ones with the people that would fight. We all thought, man, those were fun days. Fun days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We used to... Old school. Remember the first year when we were in that stupid portable, like the small portable, not the one where we moved to?
Yeah.
Not the old band room, but the one that was like
my
Pete Niece's room?
Yeah, it was in that little corner, the little alleyway right next to it.
Yeah, like junior year. And we could, like, get onto other people's computers.
Yeah.
And we got on Joe's and just started opening, like, random folders.
That was a bad class.
We were so, like, it was all just a bunch of idiots.
For as mean as she was, like, we got away with, like, a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she was always in her fucking office.
Well, the door closed and the blind shut.
And the portal, though, she didn't have an office. She just had that corner.
Yeah.
But then we got that was a big room, though.
She was dumb because she had it, so we all faced her. So all our computer screens were facing us, so she couldn't see what we were doing.
Right.
So that's how we got away with everything. She should have had us, like, she should have sat behind us, which would have been so nerve-wracking. Ugh.
I remember the computers next to the window. Those were the best computers in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd always swap them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember when we wanted to work on something bigger, like, oh shit, dude, I need to take your computer today. I need to borrow it.
Because mm-hmm. they were like newer too.
Yeah, I think they had like a Pentium 2 or something in them.
And a really nice monitor, like a big monitor.
I think it was a 17, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were all CRTs, by the way. If anybody was wondering, they were CRT monitors.
Big-ass CRT monitors.
Yep.
Just blocks.
Ball mouses, too. Had to clean out the lint on them every fucking day.
You
had to know how to field strip your mouse back in the day.
Like two of them that were laser mouse-eye. Mycin?
You had it right the first time.
Mouses? Mouse? Mice? That's right. That sounds correct.
Mousins?
Mousins.
All right, so there were two mousin in the class that had laser mouses.
Yes. They were optical. Not laser, to be correct.
Well, remember when you had to go to that thing with freaking Joe instead of me?
Hmm?
Terry?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You remember that?
Skills, oh, you know what? That was actually my fault right there, Terry. I was the reason you got stuck with him. Because yeah. I got partnered up with him. I went to Miss Collier and I was like, I don't want to be with him.
No.
I will take anybody else. And she's like, you have to be with him. You know, this is class. You got to be partnered with him. I said, no.
And then I left. I left the class, and a spot opened up on Terry's team because I wasn't there, mm-hmm. and so he switched over.
Yep.
So that's how you got away from him. Poor Terry.
I couldn't go to, what was it, Nationals?
Oh, that's right.
Because my geometry teacher was a fucking dick.
Who'd you have?
The worst guy.
Travis?
The worst one.
Travis, because he's an asshole.
No. I heard Travis is all right.
Yeah, if you like cats.
Yeah, well, okay, who doesn't like cats?
like a, what's the word, a bunch of cats.
No, I had the...
Like enough cats to eat your face off when you die.
Like, yeah. Okay, I understand.
These references, but you keep going.
Anyway.
I forgot who he was. It was the...
Yep.
Super
Asian?
No. No.
Well,
he's white.
There was one. It was Mr. Yip. Okay.
Yeah, I remember him. No, it's just I forgot his name. He was awful though. He was like strict by the books, you know, like geometry was the shit to him.
You know? Geometry's the coolest motherfucking thing you'll ever do.
But
and he kicked your ass with a geometry book.
He did.
Yeah, so right you lost. So you couldn't go. So Joe lost his partner, and I said, "Fuck you, Miss Collier," and I left the class. And so I couldn't go, obviously. And
obviously,
so there you go.
Obliviously, I couldn't go.
Thank God, because I probably would have murdered
long
that bitch.
Long story short, she was a horrible teacher.
The worst, man.
But although fun class.
I had a fourth grade teacher that taught other teachers, so she was never there and we always had a substitute. That kind of sucked, too.
Huh.
Miss Fontanella.
Fontanella.
Oh, sounds sexy.
But no.
I had a teacher in third grade who got pregnant like at the very beginning of the year. Like she was already ready to go.
Oops.
And for the rest of the school year, we had a substitute.
She planned that out perfectly. She went there the first day, scoped out her class. She's like, nope.
I'm in labor.
I never met my third grade teacher.
Oh, baby.
My fifth grade teacher. My fifth grade teacher had her twin sister be our substitute and didn't even tell us the whole day. Miss Bathrow. We had no clue. I remember her birthday too, which is weird.
That's true love, Ryan.
Oh, you married the wrong woman. She told us that we'll all grow up to hate her birthday because it's tax day.
What all depends
like, on what's tax?
You mean the thing we have to pay for milk?
milk.
That's how us Northern Californians said milk back in the day.
Were you just the dumb kid in class?
Milk.
Hello, teacher. Do you want some milk?
You want to share my milk?
He's like the people, what is it, the SNL skit, the Californians?
Yeah.
Milk.
That's a good skit.
I have to take the I-5 down to go get some milk.
What are you doing?
I'm taking the I-5 to get some milk, man.
Oh, I miss
they
Kyle.
Always argue about traffic, and they always say which freeway they're taking.
We always do that.
We do.
I said shit here. We're like, okay. Like, oh, I'm just gonna say, 40 to 25. Yeah, what else are you gonna do? Those are the two freeways. Oh, my bad.
Well, we have I-5 and 99.
Yeah, and 120. I mean,
it's pretty easy over here.
124. Like.
120 is, yeah.
Yeah, but it takes you everywhere else.
Yeah, I guess.
Or go, wait. Oh, you mean to tell me you don't ever go to Tracy?
I don't go to Tracy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I do every week.
Okay, so you got more freeways right there.
Yeah, that's true. That's the path to Southern California right there.
What?
And
what?
The Bay Area.
That's not Southern California, bro. That's the coast.
Huh? No, you could take,
Oh, if you take 101,
yeah.
You...
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Just perpetuating the stereotype right now.
Well, it's, I don't know.
Oh,
no. Like,
if you take... Oh, yeah, okay.
Why would you just take 5? It's so much faster.
Well,
to go
I'm
down
saying,
5 to Southern California.
I'm just saying, it's possible.
It's possible. You
I don't like going to Southern... I've gone there once.
You could also go from San Francisco to Tahoe on 80. Mm-hmm. But you could also get there on 5 or 99.
Remember the 52? I think that's what we took.
Oh, well, yeah, the 50. I don't
know what
you're
talking about.
I know, me either, Terry.
I'm terrible with directions, so it doesn't matter to me. I know.
Yeah, guys, let us know in anywhere, you know, that you can contact us.
This is what GPS is for.
No, I want to know if it's a California thing, like,
dude,
like actually knowing freeways and stuff. I don't know freeways that well. I know a couple.
Well, when
I know the 99.
When I lived in... Illinois, I'd always say, I'm gonna take the 90, you know, and they'd be like, the 90, it's just 90. And I'm like, what?
That doesn't sound right to me, though.
90?
Like, I'm gonna take 90.
Yeah, right?
I'm gonna take the 90.
And they'd always give me a shirt about it.
Like,
I'm gonna take the 90. I don't know. People are nuts.
Then you should yell at them, it's like, is there another 90? No, I'm taking the 90.
Yeah.
So but yeah, let us know. Let us know.
The two freeways that hit here, the 40 and the 25, they call it the big eye.
Yeah? It's does it look just, like a butt?
I don't know. It's just two.
Because it looks like an anus?
It's just two freeways coming together. Like, you can hit this freeway
button
from
up.
40 and either go north and south or continue straight. It's not that cool. It doesn't even
so
make
you
a,
get pissed because you can't talk about freeways there.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't even make a sick ass like clover like in SoCal.
Fuck those. Those are stupid. They're cool from above.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Not
suck to drive on.
Yeah. So that was our enthralling section of freeways.
Why don't you tell us about alligators, Alex?
Yeah, alligators and hurricanes.
And there's alligators with Alex.
And the fact that you have no hills
old
there.
Don't about old people.
Oh, my God. I can't even tell you how much I hate old people.
Isn't your store, like, full of old people?
On all of Florida.
It's an epidemic over there.
So I'm not wrong. Your store
just
is
die crazy. Already.
Oh, my God. I say that daily.
I think the humidity is keeping them alive. It's keeping their skin moist.
Rejuvenating them.
Like, I'm trying to get to work, and they're just so slow in their fucking focuses. I saw an old guy the other day. I'm, like, walking to work. I'm, like, inside the little plaza, and I was at the grocery store getting something to drink, and I was walking back. And I see this sick-ass, you know, 2011 Mustang pull up, and I'm like, damn, I want a Mustang. And the door opens, the passenger door opens, and this old-ass lady gets out, and there's an old guy driving it, and I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Make that Social Security money.
I'm like, what the hell?
Comes out in leather pants, cool-ass sunglasses, blasting Gangnam Style in the car.
He dropped the lady off and then drove off, and I was like, he's dropping his bitch off here. What the fuck?
I'll see you later, daddy. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Nah, I'm busy.
Yeah, I can't stand old people either.
Dude, they always
come in.
You know, they're like some of the nicest people in the world, but
they are.
When they're driving, you just want them to fall over and die.
Or with their customers.
There was one today. This one old lady just finished buying something at my store, and she was outside and she was walking, and she had two bags, like bags on both hands, and she's walking and she trips, and instead of, you know, instinctively throwing your hands up to cover your face like a normal person would,
she
rips her bags tighter, just falls down.
wait, what? She lifts her bags up?
You know those, like, those goats that, like, when they get scared, they just get paralyzed? And
Yeah.
I just picture that. She just gets stepped
So wait, that's what happened? She froze up?
Froze up and just falls right over. Right in her
face. It's so perfect. Oh.
I'm a terrible person.
I was gonna say, you find this way more funny than I do.
Only because I have another story.
Pull it together, Ryan, pull it together.
On my mission, we were helping this old lady. She was 103 years old. I'm 103. She would always say. And she lived on her own. She was this German lady, just crazy. Had cats. They just pooped on the floor. Instead of picking it up, she just sprayed it with dollar store perfume. Like, not even like Febreze. It was such a terrible place to be. And one day we were in there, and she fell and knocked her TV over. And I tried to get the guy that was with me caught her. And I grabbed the TV, and she gets up, just pops up like nothing happened, goes, "Get the TV!"
Pushes your friend away. Get off of me! Get the TV!
What the fuck are you doing? I'm a grown-ass woman.
It took all of my willpower.
He's
not
got
to
priorities, man.
It's an old
These old
TV
people, like a, dude. They know like what they want.
It's like a Zenith TV, bro.
Gotta keep it fresh.
That's your livelihood.
They know what they want, man. I mean, when you're falling down and your face is in your... You just grip your shopping bags tighter.
I can't lose these. I can't afford to lose these.
As she's tripping, she just has a split second and she just gets real, slows down. She goes, "Not today." And just grips them.
Just flips them. Just flips on her back and cradles the bag.
Jerry, holds him like a grenade or something.
We started the story. That's exactly where I thought it was going to go.
It'd only be better if she was like,
"No!" She did scream on the way down. But in the way she fell, it was like watching like a tree fall.
You should have yelled timber.
It happened so fast.
Well, now you're prepared for when it happens again.
Like, it's, I ran so over bad. And I helped her up, and I was like, "Are you okay?" Whatever. But after, like, she was fine and she walked off, I was like, "Wow, that was funny."
She's okay though, so we can laugh about it.
She brushed that off like a champ.
Well, that can't have been the first time she's fallen.
She's prepared enough to stiffen up.
She knows how this ends. This ain't her first rodeo, alright?
You know what'd be great? As she like stiffened up, she was like flexing and like burst through her clothes. She just was ripped.
God damn it, I did it again.
The ground cracked. She gets up, brushes off, picks up her stuff, and walks out.
Hits the ground with one, like, the palm of her hand, and does a flip.
It's just safer. It's just safer for her to just fall and not do anything about it, otherwise she'll break something.
No, but when she fell and she hit the ground, like, she landed on her face, but after she hit the ground, she rolled over and then cradled her bag.
I got you, don't worry.
Whatever she bought must have been mad important.
Like, hits her face against the ground. She's like, "Yeah!"
And just action rolls.
Oh my god, I'm in tears.
That's old people, man.
It's tough.
Dude, we're gonna be awesome old people.
Can't wait. I'm gonna tell the same story 100 times and be like,
"You can do dumb
just
stuff
listen.
All the time."
Oh my god.
Sometimes it won't even be on purpose.
I'm gonna
do dumb stuff because you
fart
roll
everywhere.
Ryan's gonna be the old dude that farts as he walks.
Just, oh, I'm like, hey,
got a sale on air fresheners. Hey, Sarah.
Young man. Excuse me, young man.
Young man,
he's waddle over.
I'd like to see your fitting room.
I'd like to try on these pants.
I'm sure the underwear are complimentary.
Oh my god!
Well, that was some shit. Yeah, that was some awful shit. Yeah, I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
I laughed really hard about an old woman falling on her goddamn face.
She was fine.
She was fine.
My friend Jordan, the other day, we were standing at the bank. We were talking about old people. And he's like, "I don't like old people." And I was like, "Why not? Because they're kind of creepy." And he's like, "No, they're just unpredictable." And I kid you not, like a minute later, this old man walks into the bank, looks around, shakes his head, and goes, "Uh-uh," and walks out the door. He goes, and all he does is goes, puts his hand out and goes, "Unpredictable."
This isn't my bank.
This isn't what I wanted to be.
Where the hell am I?
Walgreens?
This isn't the Fantastic Sam's.
I look forward to being an annoying old person.
Is my social security check cleared?
I don't know. Fly around farting on things. Hey, what? You do that?
I'm saying inappropriate racist things and being like, "I'm from a different time." You're like, "No, you're really not." And I'm like,
"You're
oh
not. You're still here, so you're not."
See?
That time was well before you, sir.
Whatever.
This ain't my last stop. Later, bitches.
Peace out.
You got your little walker. with the tennis balls on the front.
I'm trying to look cool, get into like my little sports car. I put my locker in the back.
Dude, fuck that. I'm getting Heelys as an old dude.
Heelys are gonna die. Heelys.
He's cruising down the grocery store like, yeah!
Oh, God. Heelys, Dwight, for making the dumbest decision we've all ever heard of.
He loved Heelys.
So much so.
The fastest old person on feet.
He took them to the grave.
They'll put Heelys on your tombstone so people can come up and spin them.
Awesome. I want to be like a railing or something, so skateboarders, you know, they can come over and grind on me. Here lies the raddest old person ever.
We'll melt you into a piece of metal. We'll melt your ashes into a piece of metal, and it'll come grind on you.
That sounds like it'd work.
I think so.
Yeah.
No, you take the ashes and you put it in molten metal.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Mix it in.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. That's what I'm
trying to say. Make a stick ass rail out of it. On the top.
I want to be part of a skate park. Building.
Yeah, part of a skate park.
Yeah.
We'll pour you into the concrete as well.
Yeah.
We'll just sprinkle you all over the place.
I want someone to carve my face in there. With like two thumbs up.
Dude, how cool would it be if that guy that jumped from space like was like had his grandpa's ashes or some shit? It was just like.
This one's for you, Grandpa.
So awesome.
He snuck him in.
Like, just let him go as soon as he fell out. I'm just like, Grandpa's in space.
They should have put a Buzz Lightyear costume on him.
That would have been good wings. Red Bull gives you wings.
So a lot of people on the internet were saying he's the world's first ODST.
Yeah.
He didn't drop with his pot, though.
I know, that's what I was saying. But
he didn't hit the ground without slowing down.
Yeah,
he didn't slam into the earth.
He out and used a parachute.
Yeah, their parachute lasts like, what, a second?
It comes on after they hit the ground. Yeah. It's to keep dust off the pod.
It's a distraction.
Camouflage.
What just flew off that pod? I don't know. Yeah, that'd be cool if he would have dropped off this pod and just like slammed into the earth.
God, been like, what's up? What do we got?
Goddamn comet. It would have been tight because it would have been right before Halo 4.
Should have been sponsored by Microsoft.
Right?
Yeah. Red again.
Bull. What?
Again, missed opportunity.
Yeah. Master Chief should have put him in an ODST outfit and everything.
I don't think they could have made that practical. I think just painting the suit.
Yeah, that's what
they could have done that.
Yeah.
Use the colors.
Yeah.
I'm sure they could have made an airtight.
God, that would have been so awesome.
Right?
It wouldn't, because, come on, this is like a historical event. I don't want fucking branding all over it, like Red Bull everywhere.
I was going to say, you mean like Red Bull? Yeah. I'd rather have Halo.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like...
If we had to pick between them, then yeah, I'd rather have Halo.
That'd be so cool. Mm-hmm.
But Red Bull does the, like, air stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure they give you wings.
They do planes.
The little planes that you fly into the water.
They do that, and they do like air shows and stuff like.
Oh yeah, they do the cool ass air shows. They do more.
I will say it was super random to hear that this was all sponsored by Red Bull. That would have been like the last thing that I would have guessed.
They had a lot of money, dude.
I know, but you know, it's just like really like our government can't do this, you know, on their own.
No.
It's supposed to be this almighty whatever. I know fucking tons of debt and shit, but Red Bull?
Yeah, no. The government's not doing shit as far as space goes.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, didn't they shut down the space program or something like that?
It's just like
independent stuff
the
now?
Budget.
It's got like a dollar budget or some shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
You want those Tic Tacs? Better think about it. Think about it. Think about it.
That's half your budget right there. That guy really wants Tic Tacs. He's just sitting there like,
but they're orange Tic Tacs.
I expensive. I haven't seen orange Tic Tacs in years. Who knows when I'll have an opportunity like this?
Just come on. When's the last time you had orange Tic Tacs, man? We got to do this. For science.
I don't care.
For science. For science.
Send them into space. Buy a little model rocket.
Send this Tic Tac into space.
They go to like the store and buy a little model rocket to space.
Is it in space yet? No.
I will say
we'll strap this iPod to it. It just like falls over.
It's science.
Tic Tac spills out onto the ground. God damn it, it's a complete failure.
Save the Tic Tacs. <Stop the Mickey.
laughs> That's a waste of money right there. Save those Tic Tacs.
That was 10% of our budget.
All the space stuff seems to have come in a wave. You know, like Curiosity's up and going and fucking cruising around doing donuts on Mars.
Man, when they landed the Curiosity, that was intense.
Yeah.
I see that one.
And then we found out more about Jupiter. Terry, you were very inspired by that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about Jupiter?
It's so hard.
Jupes. Terry, take over this Jupe conversation.
Oh, yeah. Apparently Jupiter fucking takes the hits for our planet.
Really?
These, like, asteroids and shit flying around in space.
Like they, catcher's mitt.
Yeah. Jupiter's over there catching them all. And a few weeks ago, this one of them hit Jupiter. And some guy happened to be looking at Jupiter with his telescope or whatever, and he was recording it. And the impact, the explosion from the impact, was as big as Earth. So if Jupiter wasn't there and it had come and hit us, we would have been fucked.
We wouldn't have been Earth no more.
No.
That would have been Earth. We would have been Venus after that. That's bad.
This is Jupes.
That and isn't Jupes core? Isn't that all diamonds or some shit?
What? I think it was a different
what?
Planet.
Another planet.
Yeah, they discovered a planet that has a diamond core.
I thought it was Jupiter.
Exterior.
No.
Because I was going to say, it's like Jupiter is a gas planet.
Yeah, Jupiter is a gas giant.
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Space.
Jupiter got all kinds of gas.
Yeah. And then we have this.
It's the old man of the galaxy.
the guy that jumped out of space. So we got three things for space in like the last.
Yay, space.
Part of the year or so. But like every year before. It's weird. Like, I specifically remember a few months ago before Curiosity went up and everything like that. I was like, why haven't we gone to space in a while? Like,
yeah, I
know the funding and stuff was bad, but I feel like that's something really important.
They're doing away with the shuttle completely. They have a new spacecraft.
Like on tour or something?
Is it? I don't know anything about it being on tour, but it's like, no, the way it works is it's not a rocket anymore. It's designed like a plane. It takes off and lands just like a plane does, and it can propel itself through space.
Yeah. It's been around for
a minute. Planes like that that would go out.
They're trying to do that
fucking orbit.
Virgin Mobile or whatever.
Yeah.
They're trying to do that and do, like, you know, private
like the Concorde.
Yeah.
The plane that would go up, you know, into the atmosphere and then come back down. You can get to, like, New York in, like, an hour.
Yeah.
From California.
Good to fly in fucking space for an hour.
No, no, but this plane is for actual space travel.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, no, it's not a plane. That's how they've been doing it. It lands and it takes off.
Yeah, it lands just like a plane.
You'll have to come crashing.
It takes
down
off with rockets, though, still.
No, it takes off like a plane does, and it goes into the atmosphere, and then it switches its engines or something like that so it can propel itself through space. I don't know how it really works.
Does it have, like, the fuel? Like, I don't know fucking what they're called. The, shit, I forgot what the giant fuel things. Do they detach or does the actual system change?
The actual system changes.
Oh, so they're not dropping into the ocean anymore.
Yeah, there's nothing that detaches.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
I like that.
That's tight.
Because that costs a lot of fuel to just fucking push all that weight up in the sky, you know?
What are you trying to say?
Just to drop it off. You know, it's a waste.
Like a big old dump?
Yeah. Well, keep that dump. You know, you're going to space. Throw the dump into space. It's cool. It's going to freeze. Probably hit Jupiter. It's cool. Jupiter like dumps. Frozen dumps.
Mm-mm.
You'll know that.
Oh, I know.
It ate an Earth-sized dump. It didn't care.
Well, you got me there. You got me there.
It's crazy to think that Jupiter's eating all this stuff, you know?
Nom, 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 nom. Jupiter's big, I mean.
It's going to get bigger.
It's got the pull.
With that sort of, you know, eating habits, he's going to get big. I'm gonna have to start shedding some pounds.
Yeah, it's not our problem.
You guys, I'm so sorry. I have not been listening. I have to show you guys something officially right currently. You don't have to watch it now. We don't have to talk about it. Just do it. Just go look.
Just you have to watch it now.
With his dying breath.
Isn't this the newest trailer for Halo 4?
It just got released.
I don't watch these.
Why?
Yeah, I don't want to watch it either.
On Assassin's Creed and Halo.
Really? Why?
Because I don't want to know anything until I get it in my hands.
That's what I did with Battlefield. That way, I remember I didn't play the beta with you guys or anything.
Yeah. It's a really good way of playing games, because you go into it blind and you just get fucking mind fucked.
Yeah, but I have you guys know me. I have to just any Halo information has to, except for like the leak shit. I didn't watch any of that bullshit. I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know. Mm-mm. I want to know trailers and what official videos and shit that they will tease me with.
Yeah.
That they'll tittle.
I'm right there with you though, Terry. I'm completely
shutting it down.
In the dark with it. Yep.
Assassin's Creed and Halo, I believe, are the last games I'm getting this year. So.
I've seen some Assassin's Creed stuff, but only because it's been ads on YouTube and stuff.
I thought you guys weren't that big of fans of Halo, though.
I'm not, but I mean, I figured I'm already, like, not paying attention to it, so no need to dive into it. It's just one of those things, I already know I'm getting it.
Yeah.
That's what I do for games that I know I'm getting. And for other stuff, I'll, like, look into it to see if I want to spend $60 on it. But, I mean, Halo's always like, I'm getting it because of multiplayer, and all you guys are going to be playing it. I'm not going to shut up about it, so I'm getting it.
Right. I'm getting it because I'm playing through with Ryan for first playthrough.
And then Assassin's Creed.
Legendary.
I'm getting it. I have to. I got to finish this.
Yeah, no, I'm... Yeah.
Is this the last one?
I have not heard any of them say that this is the last one.
Yeah,
which is
I'm perfectly cool with them having it. Like if they would end this series of it, cool. You know, I'm cool with that. Bring it back with someone different. You know,
that would be fine by me. But
yeah,
I'm hoping that this is the one where they wrap up the whole 2012 thing. It would have to be, obviously, because 2012 is ending in the real world. So yeah, I hope they'll wrap up this whole 2012 thing, see what happens, and then the next one, yeah, do something different.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Those games are fun, just period.
Yeah, they're fun, and then the story's just like, fuck.
Yeah. It's a good little extra, little spice, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that's, like, less interested in the memories, like, the whole Altair, Ezio, Connor thing. I want to know about Desmond's whole deal.
I'm the opposite, because you yelled at me for not doing the memory things in Revelations. I didn't know. It was so, like, it was so different compared to what, like, the older Assassin's Creeds were, that I was just like, what the fuck are these? And I did one or two, and I was just like, oh, it's just this multiplayer unlocks and stuff like that. I mean, there's some story in there, but it didn't really grip me. And so I was just like, whatever, back into the big one. Mm-hmm. And after beating, I wish I would have told you how I was skipping those early on, because you were really mad at me about it.
And yeah, they take like...
Knowing about, if I would have known that before I finished it, I would have done it.
It take like 10 minutes, and it's all backstory for Desmond.
Yeah.
Like all the shit that happened before Abstergo caught him.
Oh.
Abstergo.
Yeah.
Maybe I can find it on YouTube or something.
Yeah, it's probably on YouTube. Yeah, it's basically him growing up on this farm with assassins, and his parents are, you know, trying to explain to him that there are Templars and shit, and he's like, whatever, that's dumb, whatever. So he runs
away. They said all that in the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said it, but he goes into it.
Well, yeah, and
they briefly say it in the first one.
Yeah, they said it.
Emails and shit. Huh?
They said it for like a second.
Yeah, yeah, I grew up. Came out like, well, yeah, I grew up on a farm, and then yeah. But no,
farm,
it
was... huh? Oh, what?
And then at the end, well, fuck it, it's been out for a run. And then at the end, his dad is there, so it kind of ties it all together.
Dad is where?
When his
memories still? No, or?
When Desmond wakes up from his coma, his dad is there. That one dude, Michael, that's been mentioned like the whole series as the assassin leader guy. Ends up being his dad.
Interesting. So, I don't know where I was going to go with that. I was going to say, so there's this whole legion of assassins in history.
Mm-hmm.
And we just happen to be a part of the biggest bloodline of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to write a story about somebody boring?
Yeah, really.
Well, there's not a whole lot of boring things about an assassin's life.
An assassin and I killed everybody and it went off without a hitch.
That one chick said it. The girl that runs the Animus now, if you talk to her one time in Brotherhood, like when you're walking around the town or whatever, she'll tell you, like, she went to the Animus once and looked at her ancestry and she said it was boring as shit. It's mostly people with guns just shooting at targets and shit. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's cool.
I want to go in it.
It'd be boring. I thought the same thing. It's like, it'd be boring as shit. Looking at my ancestors.
You don't know that, though.
I do know that. It'd probably be boring as shit. I don't think I have any assassins in my
life. You don't know?
I think I do.
Hey. Let me tell you, looking through that shit's awesome, man. So interesting.
I have a lot of urges to kill people. I think I do.
I think you have a different problem.
I think I have some assassins in my bloodline.
Oh, that's not what that means.
I'm pretty sure it does. Okay, what do assassins do?
Huh? Assassins kill people.
All right, there we go. Scientific proof.
You're talking about something different, though. You're just trying to kill people. Assassins do it for a reason.
I have reasons.
They are my own, but they are reasons.
Let it be known that I have reasons for wanting to kill these people.
Good reasons.
I'm not just doing this out of bloodlust, all right?
Good reasons.
I have good reasons.
Go on.
Oh, I can't go any further into it. Otherwise, I'm going to have a reason for you. So on that note, I think the podcast is over, guys.
Oh, God, I'm not going to die.
Says who?
Seth, who?
I don't know. Do you got anything else to talk about?
Lifting.
Well, you don't do it. You don't lift.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like lifting some trucks.
I've been lifting 2 pounders.
Yo, I know you from Antigua, dog, but come on now.
I got those tiny little pink dumbbells with the rubber on the outside.
little
hand weights.
Like old people use.
Yeah, like old people. That's what I was thinking.
And I used to go
to class at an old folks' home with weights and shit. It was so sad. I really don't get old people because, like, I've never had grandparents around me, so I just don't get it. My grandpa lives in Mexico, and he's just like a dope ass motherfucker. Like, you guys met him?
I bet he lives.
He was hammered.
He probably lives.
Yeah.
He was drunk.
Yes, sir. But
you were too.
Yes, sir.
Every night.
Yes, sir.
Every night.
Yes, sir.
Good times.
All right. I got the. We're going to PAX, right?
Yeah.
We try to. Yeah. PAX Prime.
I got to go. So.
PAX Prime.
Yeah. Apparently, Brenny, Swifty, and Rai are going to come too.
Woo!
Wow.
All the way from Australia.
Oh. And then they're going to go to Australian PAX.
Yeah. Yeah, we're gonna... I think so. Anyways.
I would, yeah. I would imagine they would.
Yeah.
If they're going to fly all the way over here to do Prime, then they got to be going to the one that's
the thing
there,
with Australia, though, is that, like, if anything ever happens there, 95% chance you're already right next to it.
Yeah.
Because, like, all of Australia lives on that, like, the right side, bottom right
side.
And then there's
side. And then there's
Perth, which is on the very left side. And that's where Rai lives. He lives on the left side.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
unfortunate.
Yeah. So, that's always good. You know, having a consolidated bit. If America was that way, I'd be awful. Be terrible. We'd probably all live in Texas or something. Right?
Yeah. be a whole lot of dead space in the
middle. I'd probably live in New Mexico. What a bummer.
You're already there. Right. So, I think this wraps up the podcast since we're all mumbling and grumbling now.
Next week, we talk
more
about...
More mumbling and grumbling.
Yeah, that. And how to make money and
skin dogs.
Next week, we have a... I don't know. We're rolling around the idea of live streaming the podcast.
Yeah, that. That's that. I was going to say that, and then you interrupted me.
I beat you to it. Yeah. I heard you starting to talk. I wanted to say it, though. I wanted to tell them the news.
There's an island on our live map that looks like the train from Monopoly. I'm just saying. Anyway.
So, next week, Thursday night, around 9 p.m.-ish Pacific time.
No.
No?
Wait, oh, Pacific time? Oh, that's 10 o'clock. Yeah, that's
EST,
dope.
Yeah.
That's the time we usually start.
That's the time. Then we start that. No, that's later. But
yeah, it's much later. We usually start at 9 o'clock my time.
Well, no, we started at 9 today.
Yeah, well, this time because you're waiting for Fat
Zay. Yeah. But anyways, so just be prepared, maybe 8:38, somewhere around there. Just keep an eye on Twitter and our Facebook. And
we'll tweet the shit out of that.
Yeah, we'll tweet it if we're going to do it. If you don't see a tweet by 9 p.m. Pacific time, we're not going to live stream it. But I don't see why we wouldn't, so... All right.
All right. Well, be there. Right.
We'll see you guys next week. Get your questions ready.
Yeah, we're going to...
Stupid ones like your favorite Twinkie color.
And how we met.
Purple.
We have answered that question.
I know, like 30 times already.
Or how we got our gamer tags. It's on the forum.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Good questions.
Good questions, yeah.
Like my favorite color.
Purple.
Nobody's asked me
I'm
that.
I'm not telling till next week,
though. Yeah, you gotta know.
That's a cliffhanger if I ever did hear one.
I'll give you a hit on mine. It's actually not gold.
Yeah, go figure, right?
Well, because I know everybody's like, it's gold, it's gold.
It's not. I know what it is, actually.
Probably.
But I ain't saying shit until next week.
Truth.
So that's two people's favorite color that we're leaving you on. Terry, do you got a favorite color?
I do.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
I wasn't gonna.
A lot of people already know mine, so it doesn't matter.
It's...